The Mishnah Rishonah Daf Lamed Gimel Beis discusses the shear of Tkiyas and Truas and Shvarim. And the Mishnah says basically, according to how the Gemara explains it, that the shear of a Tkiya is the same as a Trua. So Tkiya and Trua are the same length, and the shear of a Trua is three Yavavas. Three Yavavas equals one Trua. And based upon this, Taisa says that when you blow your Shvarim, you have to be very careful that the Shever is not too long. The Shever can't be longer than three Yavavis, because if your Shever ends up being longer than three Yavavis or more, then basically your Shever now became a Tkiya. So it's not a Shever, it's a Tkiya. You're not going to be Yotze Shvarim, because you just made a Tkiya, not a Shever. So in order to be Yotze your Shvarim, you have to make sure that the Shever is not longer than Gimel Yavavis, and therefore it remains a Shever, but if it gets too long, it turns into a Tkiya, and this is what the Rush Paskins as well. You have to make sure that your Shever is not too long, because Imkain will turn into a Tkiya. That's what both Taisus and the Rush speak out over here. Now, it's a idea that in Klai Yisrael, there are two main minhagim as to how to blow the shvarim. There's the more common minhag, which is based on the Pailish minhag, which is the straight shvarim that most people do, just a straight kol, which is like two, two, two. And then there's the what's called the Lifish shvarim, which is a more of a broken type of kol. It's a kol shavar, which is the sound of a tu'utu, 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 tu'utu. So those are two main minhagim. There's other minhagim as well, but those are two main minhagim in Klai Yisrael. Now the problem is that this Taisus in the Rush over here, Luchar, is very shver, and that minig, which is referred to as the Lifish minig, is making the tu'utus. Because Taisus says you have to be careful that when you make your shvarim, don't make them too long, because if you make it too long, it will turn into a tkiya. So if you go with a regular minig, that a shever is a kol pashat, just a straight kol, then Taisus makes a lot of sense. Basically, a shever and a tkiya is the same exact sound. The only difference is the length. So if you make your shever too long, now your shever turned into a tkiya. But if you go like the Lifish minhag, that a shever is a kol shever, it's a broken kol, it's a tu'utu, then it's very difficult to understand what Taisus and the Rush are concerned with. What's the problem by making your shever too long? Even if you make your shever very long, at the end of the day, it will never turn into a tkiya, because they're two different kailas. A tkiya, everyone agrees, is a kol pashat, it's a straight kol. A shever is a kol shever, it's a tu'utu. So why would your shever become a tkiya just because you made it long? So from the fact that Taisus and the Rush are concerned that you have to make sure that your shever is not too long, because imkain will turn into a tkiya, l'char is a raya that the proper way to make a shever is a kol pashat and not a kol shaver of a tu'utu. So this is tzarechina on that minig. This kasha is asked by the Emek Bracha. He says from Taisus and the Rush, you have a raya connecting that minig, and then he says that he heard from his Rabbi the Brisker Rav, who said over b'shem his father, Reb Chaim, that he was very medactic not to blow a tu'utu for this reason, because from the Rishonim it seems that is not the proper shever, not the proper way of making shvarim. But l'maaseh, this is a very accepted minhag in Klai Yisrael to make a tu'utu, and the question is, how does that shtem, how does that fit in with this, what Taisus and the Rush are saying? If anybody has a teretz, how to fit in that minhag, l'fi Taisus and the Rush, I'd love to hear.